Bro, do not give up on yourself. You know, like, it's gonna be days when shit is just looking dark and like you just can't see a way out, but that you don't give up on yourself, because you have to understand that this is just how things are right now, and it's preparing you for something more. You have to really drill that into your skull, so on the days when you can't see light, you just remind yourself, like, bro, like, I don't know how it's gonna work out, but it's gonna work out. I just know it is, because life doesn't just happen to people. Life isn't here to be your enemy. Life isn't here to beat you up and shit on you and make you feel terrible for no reason. Like, nobody was just created to just experience a bad life. It's all happening for you. Water fixes everything. Bro, that's what it is. It's like, it's real life, like treating yourself like a plant. And that's what's crazy to me, because it's like, bro, this entire world, I feel like outside, was just designed to almost remind us that this life that we live is not just simple and we're not just by ourselves. Like, you can see examples of your entire life if you stop and look. And I feel like, bro, we're all like seeds, feel me? So if the seed is, you know, stowed away in dark, it's not gonna grow. But you gotta put some water on that thing, you know, put some water on that thing. And after you put some water on that thing, put some sunlight on that thing, bro. It's the same way you gotta treat yourself. Like, you are a seed, or if nothing else, like, you have a seed that is trying to be birthed within you. Like, there's a seed just ready to be grown into this just oak tree, feel me? But you gotta nurture it, you gotta take care of it, you gotta like water it, you gotta put it in the sun, and then even more importantly, you gotta be patient with it. You gotta be patient with that seed and allow it the room to grow. You know, I saw this quote, it was like, when you plant a seed, you don't keep digging it up to see if it grows. It's the same thing with yourself. Like, you plant the seeds in yourself and you allow yourself the room to grow, and then just the way you nurture it can be all kinds of different things. The things you expose yourself to on a consistent basis, the things you do, the habits you keep, the things you change. Like, you can keep planting seeds in your mind and keep growing, because, bro, you're meant to be one of these trees that's out here standing tall, bro. They're just out here standing. That's you, but it was once a seed. So that's kind of the vibe I'm on today. I decided to just treat myself like a plant, put some water on my body, and put some sunlight in my skin, and now we're feeling a little better. But watering yourself is more than just physical water. As great as that can be, I feel like watering yourself is really also watering yourself with, like, the right kind of information, the right kind of habits. Like, you know, like, maybe clean up your environment so your environment is, like, nice to look at. It's watering yourself with, like, good thoughts, you know, like, not letting these negative thoughts, like, define you, but choosing to indulge your thoughts that sound like a friend, choosing like who you're around, the people who really influence you in a good way, people who really remind you that there's light in this life, people who offer support to you and can offer a better perspective. It can be the music you listen to. Like, how does the music you listen to make you feel? What is it that they're talking about? Are they talking about some stuff that makes you feel better about yourself and better about life in general? You know, like, all of this is what you use to water yourself. Everything you expose yourself to is how you water yourself. So I feel like if you wanna feel better, bro, you gotta be a little bit more deliberate about what you water yourself with. You don't put oil on a seed and expect it to grow, you know, unless it's my skin, then, you know, put all the oils in there. But, like, you know, you don't put mortar oil on a seed and expect it to grow into a fabulous tree. You put fresh, clean water. Do you think money is freedom? I think money is convenience, but it's not freedom. Money can be a trap, for real. I was watching this Wale interview, and he was talking about how, like, there are homeless people who are rich, you know, because, like, they want for nothing. If you're always wanting for more, then you're never going to be satisfied. Then you can never be rich. No matter if you're a millionaire, but you want to be a billionaire, you're still wanting for more. So you're never satisfied. So what's the point of having money if you can never be satisfied? Whereas somebody who has nothing can be satisfied with the simple things in life. Like, bro, I'm just glad to be alive today. I'm glad to be able to breathe and be able to continue this experience and be able to learn some more and grow some more. Like, if you're satisfied, you're rich. How do you get rid of suicidal thoughts? Try to imagine this for me. If you look at a mountain, the mountain goes up and down, and then the top of the mountain is what we love, right? But the top of that mountain doesn't exist without the bottom of the valley. You're probably in the bottom of the valley right now, but you have to understand that the bottom of that valley doesn't exist without a top of the mountain to compare it to. So if you're down here, bro, that almost definitely guarantees that there is a top waiting for you. You know, you just got to get through this bottom and climb your way back up to the top. And that's, bro, it's like, that's what makes me, when I go through the really hard parts of life, I just know, I'm just like, bro, like, what is the turnaround going to look like? if this is how dark things can get for me, then the light that's waiting has to be so far beyond anything that I can imagine. So I'm not going to cut myself off now. Today is about cleaning the space I live in to clear, to have a clear physical space, which personally helps my mental space. I think that's valid, bro. Like, I think our environment is a reflection of what's going on in our head. So by cleaning up your surroundings, you really open up a lot of room. I don't know how exactly it works, like, psychologically. I just know that I experience it. When you clean your environment, when you can wake up and just breathe and just feel like, bro, there's room in this room. There's space in this space, you know? Like, it just gives you so much more room for, like, thought. I don't know how it correlates, but it directly correlates. Your environment directly correlates to how you feel. So if you can, do what you can to clean up what's going on around you. I saw this quote. It was like, the mind is a place of its own, and in itself can make a hell of heaven or a heaven of hell. And I believe that, like, wholeheartedly. I think, like, there's really power in all of our perspectives, you know? The world is all in your head. The world isn't what you see outside. The world is how you decide to see what you're experiencing. Why are you so beautiful? Because I'm a human being, bro. And that's how we were made. Like, this shit is lit, you know? Like, God didn't make this to be ugly. He does not like ugly. He made all this shit live. Like, all of it's beautiful. I'm a human being. I got skin. I got two eyes, bro. I got a chin. I got a real strong chin, too. Like, it's just, the human body is just cool. Like, I don't remember what I was doing. I was in some kind of, like, interview the other day. And it's just, like, weird things that were, like, I don't know where these thoughts in my mind come from. But the dude who was giving me the interview, he was like writing a note on paper, and I was like, bro, that's a whole hand, bro. Like, you got a whole hand with fingers and fingernails, and you're writing right now, and you're conscious, and you're talking to me, and I can understand you, and we're just two, like, ape-like figures having this intense conversation, and you have a whole life behind this, bro. I was just like, dog, like, this shit is lit. You know, like, life, the human humanity existence is crazy. Somebody really sat down and put this to pen and paper and constructed it all together. And it's not just human beings. He made trees and bugs and animals and all that shit. Like, bro, it's crazy, you know? And no one person is the same. So that means, like, bro took his time and designed each person, like, in their own uniqueness. I think it's the coolest shit ever, bro. Why are you so good at what you do? I think I'm just getting good at being me. Nobody can be you better than you can be you. So you'll always be, like, the best of the best when you're being yourself, I feel like. If you embrace yourself completely, like, if you're goofy, be goofy. You know, if you're serious, be serious. If you're nonchalant, be nonchalant. But embrace it entirely, and you'll be the best at whatever that is. How do I get closure after a breakup? I feel like closure is a personal and individual thing. I don't think closure means you go talk to the person to close out the relationship. I think closure is an acceptance. Like, I am fully accepting within myself what it is that has happened, and I'm now focusing on what it is I'm going to do from here. I've accepted the reality of the situation, and I am now putting my focus to what I'm going to do from here. What advice would you give to someone who doubts their instincts? Don't listen to your instincts. Well, if it's coming from your core, even if it doesn't line up with what you might think is right to do right now, listen to your instincts, because I personally believe that your instincts are from a place that is so far beyond what we can see right now. I feel like we almost exist on different planes, and there's, say, a higher self that can already see your life path and can see where you need to go and can already see your potential realized. It can see the future pretty much. So it's coming back to you now to, like, try to guide you to your best possible result. And that's where instincts and intuition comes from. So listen to it. And sometimes it might seem wrong, like your instincts might be telling you to stay away from a person, but currently you might really like that person. You can't see a reason to stay away from them. I say listen to your instincts, because your instincts can see beyond what your eyes can see right now. Your instincts exist on a spiritual plane, I would say, and it can see your life path, not just this month or this year or this moment. It can see 10 years, 15 years, 50 years ahead. And so it's gonna try to inform you to make decisions that will lead you to your best possible result in the long run. Are you religious? Once you start to, like, try to engage with church, you might need to find your own community. You might go to one church and it's not really the church for you. Try another one. It's kind of like finding a therapist. You don't just jump to one person and think that they're going to understand you and be the person to talk to you in the way that you need to be talked to. So you try a couple of different ones, you know, like, this one's cool, but I need somebody who really gets me. So I'm going to try this one. It doesn't mean you stop because it doesn't work out the first time. You keep trying. you believe in law of attraction. The way that we speak about ourselves and about others and about life in itself really attracts that to you in a way. I don't know exactly how it works, but I know that your words are more powerful than you've been taught to believe. So you have to be very careful about how you say things and what you say, you know, and be sure that when you speak, you're speaking in honesty and in truth. You're being honest about where you are and what's going on inside of you. You're not like sugarcoating it. You're not trying to phrase it away to make someone else feel better, or even more, you're not exaggerating something to be worse than it is, or beating yourself up and turning your life into a nightmare. You know, like, you be very deliberate about your words and the way you speak and the way you say things and the way you speak to other people. Be very, very deliberate about it, because it has a larger implication than you might realize. Does fate exist? If so, do we have free will? I think both exist. I think everybody has a destiny and a fate. I call it destiny. I think everybody has a story, a life story that would lead to their ultimate good, where they are fully purposed and productive and they're exactly where they should be. Everybody has a path like that. I call it the divine path. But we also have free will in that you can choose whether or not you want to engage with the divine path. And what you realize is when you do start to engage with the divine path, you'll be faced with a lot of choices, because you're going to have to start to learn how to choose what is ultimately better for you and not to choose what you might currently desire, you know? So a divine path is not to say it's going to be easy, but I think it's worth engaging. Because the payoff is amazing. Life starts to make a lot more sense, because you start going into the direction that you were meant to. You start following the path that you were meant to follow, and your life becomes purpose, because you start impacting the people in the way that you're supposed to be impacting people. You start being impacted and being around the right kinds of people, being in the right kinds of places. Life just makes sense because you are where you're supposed to be. What advice can you give someone that's insecure about their body? I don't think you're giving your body enough credit if you're insecure about your body. And I can relate, bro. I'm insecure about how I look a lot of the time. But ultimately, we're not giving ourselves enough credit, because, bro, your body is like the coolest, bro. Like, your body has been on like autopilot, taking care of you, keeping in all your organs and like functioning and giving you a vessel to exist in the world for years now. Like, what do you know that has lasted you if you're 20 years old? What do you know that has lasted 20 years after being put through all of what you've put your body through? You know, like, bro, this shit was built too great for like us to ultimately hate it and feel like it's not awesome. Like, this shit is live. And then even more than that, we weren't even supposed to be obsessed with our bodies to begin with. You know, like, mirrors aren't a natural thing. We human beings created mirrors, and then we got obsessed with ourselves and our looks, but we're not supposed to be obsessed with our bodies. These are literally just vessels that we have been put in to experience the world. It's kind of like when you go play a game, you know, like you choose a character, but you're there to experience the game. You're not sitting here worried about what the character is wearing. Like, do they look good today? Is their hair done? Like, you're worried about this world that you get to immerse yourself into and enjoy. And I feel like that's what life should be. We're supposed to be more focused on what we're experiencing out here. Like, look at all the potential of things that we could do. You could go learn an instrument tomorrow. You could go make a song. You can make a video and put it on YouTube. You can talk to all these different human beings with all these different perspectives. Like, there's so much shit to do out here for us to be sitting here looking in the mirror obsessed with what is going on right here. I think it's like it's limiting your life to be obsessed with your body. Reading books will up your vocabulary tenfold. Like, just the act of reading consistently, because it's like, it doesn't even matter what you read, you know? It's like, when your mind just automatically does the work, when you expose yourself to reading and you're seeing somebody else put thoughts into words in a specific way, and they're using words that you might not have normally used, your brain automatically adapts these things as like a part of itself, you know? So whenever you go to speak, it's like your brain has a larger vocabulary to pull from, to be like, oh, well, I saw this word here like 2 weeks ago, so I can put it in this sentence and like make this sentence flow more smoothly. Like, your brain will do 90% of the work. All you have to do is engage with the action. Read some more. I also watch lectures. You know, I watch lectures and I like to see people explain their thoughts live and in person. And I think that also has the same effect. Like, and that's why I think podcasts are really helpful. Like, if you listen to podcasts instead of music, like, not to say music isn't good, but I think it's a healthy habit to listen to lectures and podcasts sometimes, like when you're driving or you're at the gym, because it just gives your mind so much more to pull from, you know? And that's what I mean when I say you got to be careful of what you're watering yourself with, because the things that you feed your mind will reflect how it operates in real time. Or if you only engage with what you know all the time, your mind gets bored. You just kind of stay at the same place that you are because you're not giving your mind anything. You're not feeding your mind anything to grow with or grow from. How do you know yourself?
After 22 years of life, I've told myself I've been exposed to so much that I'm now having to unlearn and get back to my root. So getting to know yourself is really getting back to your core, getting back to what is at your core. And that's why I believe in listening to your heart, because your heart is what's always been there. No matter what you've added to yourself, no matter how much you've grown, no matter how much success you've gained, your heart has always been the one to tell you who you actually are and what you're actually about. But I think a lot of times we get caught up in personas that we build for ourselves, especially when you start like getting successful. You're like, this is who I've always wanted to be. So this is who I'm trying to be. This is who I want to be. This is who I want to grow into. But it's really like you've always been everything that you are. You've always been everything that you need to be in the world. So it's really unlearning a bunch of stuff. How do you know when you're on your divine path? I think you listen. For me, I know when I'm on my divine path, when I identify more with my spirit than I do with my ego. And by that, I mean, it's like, again, listening to your heart and making the choices that are good for you in the long run rather than the choices that feel good right now. And I feel like we all have that voice. I would imagine, like, you always know what you're supposed to do, or you always know what you could do to kind of help your situation. But it's just that what we're supposed to do or what's better for us is oftentimes inconvenient to what we currently want, you know? It's like if you're dating somebody, something in you knows that this, like, you shouldn't be in this relationship, that it's not healthy. But your mind, you're telling yourself and giving yourself all these reasons to remain and to stay. But that voice is always at the core of you. There's always something in you that's telling you, hey, this is not where we should be, or this is what we should do, or this is what we shouldn't do. And I feel like getting on your divine path is beginning to identify more with that voice and making those choices that align with what your gut is telling you from the beginning. Even if it means sacrificing what you want or like right now. And I think that's where the sacrifice comes in. Like, getting on the divine path means sacrificing what you like or what you want for what you ultimately need. For me, God is that same voice that's in your stomach, the same voice that's in your heart, the same voice that's in your spirit. All of these are different ways that I identify the voice of God. Do I believe we have an afterlife? Absolutely. That's the whole goal, bro. This entire life for me is like a preparation for life in its fullness. I think this entire life is almost like training and preparation and learning as much as I can, becoming who it is I'm meant to be, understanding as much as I can about life and sharing what I learn and just growing with people. And I think what comes after death is going to be the resolve. It's going to make everything make sense, all of the highs and the lows, why I am the way I am, why I did the things I did, why life was leading me in a certain path. Like, everything is going to come full circle and I'll understand, and then there's an eternity after that. Should I trust my mans who hangs out with a girl he messed with? I'm taking out the expletives. Should I trust my mans who hangs out with a girl he messed with and she likes him but he doesn't like her in that way? I made a realization the other day that when you love someone, you never put yourself in a position that has the potential to disrespect them. So even if, like, you don't, and it's more in relation to, like, God, because I feel like in my relationship with God, I'd be doing things and I'd be like, nah, bro, I'm cool. But really, I already know the potential of what it could lead to. You know, like, a girl wants to come over tonight. I know that I'm trying to be celibate right now. Why am I going to let her come to my house at 10 o'clock at night? She's going to end up spending the night. Whose bed is she going to sleep in? You know, like, feel me? Like, why put yourself in a position to have to battle impulses when you could have just removed yourself from it altogether and went the safe route? Like, my dad always says, err on the side of caution, you know? So always take the side of caution. Like, if you love somebody, don't put yourself in a position that will even potentially disrespect them. So lately I've been thinking that I don't deserve to be alive and that the world would be better off without me. Oh, bro, let me tell you about how the devil is a liar. Because if you weren't supposed to be alive, if you didn't deserve to be alive, you wouldn't have been made. You wouldn't have been created. You got to understand that you didn't just happen
by chance. You know, there are so many ways that this could have gone differently. Your dad probably had 500 sperm just ready to be born, you know, but you came out, you were made, you were created in the way that you were created. So there's no reason for you to ever believe that you are not meant to be on this planet, because whether you believe in God or not, whatever it is that has created what is going on here took the time to shape every single thing in existence. He made mountains, he made trees, he made the sun, he made space, he made earth, and then he decided after making all of that, he was like, you know what, bro? I need you specifically. I made a million people already, but this one right here has to be a part of this entire story of existence. Like, you were literally created. And who creates something without purpose? Even in real life, like, nobody creates anything without purpose. We make music because we want to express ourselves. Whether you think it's bad or not, I made this for a reason. You know, there was something in me that needed to get out. Like, it's the same thing with you. You are an expression of creation. You were made deliberately. In the same way, you can't say the sun doesn't belong on this earth, these trees don't belong on this earth, these animals don't belong on this earth. Nobody can say that. So you can't say you don't belong on this earth, because you are all the same thing.